Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelow
and Sophie Kessler.
Welcome back to the Mind Mastery and Manifestation podcast. Today, we talk about sex. That's it. We're just going to talk about sex for the entire episode. Isn't that great? But actually, we're going to talk even more about intimacy because there is a lot when we talk about sex. It's not just that physical attraction. And there are so many ways to incorporate sex in your life in healthy, beautiful ways that add to your world. But there are also a lot of ways and a lot of really kind of seductive traps for people that I know I've fallen into so many times in my life where sex has actually become a detractor. It's actually become a negative. And so today we're going to talk about how to avoid these negatives, how to focus on creating a beautiful sexual experience and using it for gorgeous intimacy with other partners and just even greater knowledge of yourself.
This is going to be a fun topic, and we also want to make sure that we do address the other ends of it, the not-so-fun pieces, and understanding some of the reasons where sex can be misused or abused in certain relationships and how you can turn that around and understanding really where that's coming from so that you can then turn it into something that's magical and that you can use to benefit your life and your relationships and create more intimacy. So let's dive in.
So I know what it's like to just go after having sex because of that physical lust. When you see someone who just turns you on and you're just like, animal, right? Like, I still have a part of my brain that is a complete savage. Like, it has not evolved since caveman. And there is definitely a physical lust part of it. But I am so tired with it just being that. And about 2 years ago, I actually went on a complete hiatus from dating entirely because I wanted to clear my energy of that physical lust so that I could use it for something else. If you look back at the podcast episodes when we talk about emotional vibrations and frequency, lust is at the bottom of the list. It's one of the slowest, lowest energy. And that's one of the reasons why I, for one, absolutely hate strip clubs. The only time that I can ever walk into one is when I'm drunk and when I'm taken there and someone is paying for me to be there. And even then, I will distract myself because the lust energy is just, ugh, it almost like physically hurts me. So we want to move past it. First of all, it's wonderful to enjoy each other's physical bodies, physical presence. It's great to feel sexy. It's beautiful to appreciate someone else. But if it stays just at that lust energy, if that's all there is, then you're missing out on so much. And with all the focus that we put on this podcast on raising your vibrations in order to create the life that you want, the energy that you want, so that you can be even happier and even more fulfilled and manifest your world, lust is kind of the poison in it, right? You want to give yourself the antidote by raising yourself up out of that lust. And there is even a way to do that while still appreciating someone else's beauty. So I'll just go over that real quick, just so we can nail that. Just so we can like throw that out and just be done with the whole lust issue, which is if you look at another person, a physical person, and your mind just goes to need to have that, want to have that. You look at a person as just body parts. This, by the way, happens if you watch porn too much. Or if you become addicted to porn, this is one of the biggest things that people become depersonalized in the mind and it's only lust energy. And you can look it up, look up studies of what happens when people get addicted to porn and they spend too much time in that lust energy. All sorts of crazy things happen from depression to other addictive behaviors to physical illness, all sorts of things, right? So when you look at someone, switch over and just appreciate them for being beautiful. Everybody's got something beautiful about them. And when you look at them like a work of art, just something just, God, this person's amazing. And then focus on the flutters that you get, right? Like, I know that when I see a gorgeous woman, I have that. I get like the warm kind of flutters of appreciation, almost like when I listen to amazing music or when I see a gorgeous piece of art. And so for me, my mind switches. I've taught myself to switch over out of lust and into simple appreciation. That is it. And that can come with a smile, or we'll talk about developing presence with someone, or just having that internal thank you. You know, thank you for making me feel so excited right now. These warm and fuzzies. Thank you for sharing your beauty with me. You're gorgeous. Have a beautiful day. Internally, right? You can even say that out loud. But just that mental process will allow you to switch out of lust and into appreciation and gratitude.
And I love that you brought this up, because let's also address more of the feminine or female perspective when it comes to sex and intimacy. Because I think being a woman and being on the other end of that, where you literally do feel like you're a piece of meat, especially when you go into some of these more hostile environments like strip clubs or any kind of club. And it's interesting because there does tend to be a lot lower energy, and you can feel it. I mean, I know I'm so sensitive to where I don't even go out to clubs anymore because the energy just drives me nuts. And it's really understanding what's actually happening inside of yourselves, because I think what shows up for a lot of women is there's almost this conditioning that you're supposed to have sex, and that's how you show that you're worthy or that you're good enough or that peace. And so what's interesting from the female perspective is there tends to be a lot of conditioning around the fact that you need to have sex, and that proves your worth to somebody, and that you're capable of having that person, or that you're deserving of that person, or that you're good enough. And so what you'll oftentimes see with women is they'll start to take on a more masculine peel, right, to protect themselves from being hurt. And what that looks like is you'll see them start to only look at relationships in the sexual perspective. And they'll start to try to keep a distance from their partners. And they'll try to go and sleep with multiple people because they want to feel like they're in control, like they're in power. And it's important that we start to recognize the needs that are being met through that, right? Number one, the need to feel like you're significant, like you matter, like you're important, but also that need for connection. Now, I say that willingly because it's connection, it's not love. Right? There's a difference there. When we move into intimacy, it's more of a loving relationship. But when we're talking about just the sexual aspect of it, it's connection. So it's being able to take a step back and recognize what's going on internally, especially for that feminine energy, to feel safe and to feel worthy and to feel valuable, to where it doesn't feel the need to have to go and do these things or participate in certain behaviors, but it's wanting to do it out of a place of expansion rather than from a place of lack.
Right. So just like anything else that's external to you, you've got to ask, why are you going after this thing? It's like food or drugs or alcohol. Sex is a way that people can change their state. And so the real question is, why do you want to change your state? What are you changing it from? What are you using? Are you using sex to help cover up for something that's going on inside of you, such as the feeling of a lack of connection, the feeling of lack of significance that Sophie was talking about? Now, I love having a female perspective on this, because here's something also really important. Whereas the women of the world, some of them have learned somehow that sex is a tool that they need to use, and that's expected of them. We as men can help obliterate this, because it's entirely unhealthy. It's caustic. It breaks down relationships. It ruins people. And we'll go into even more about it, of why in a second, but there's one thing that we could do as men, which is to eliminate the lust in and of ourselves. See, women can feel us guys when we go into predatory mode. When guys go out to pick up chicks, or the focus is on getting phone numbers or getting laid or whatever, you've objectified the woman. You've gone back into your lust. You've lowered yourself. You've devolved. And if you think that women who are naturally more intuitive than we can ever really be do not feel that, then you are completely deluding yourself. They feel it. They feel it, they hate it, and they hate you for it. And so we can eliminate it and instead just go to appreciation, go to gratitude. because that also helps them get out of this feeling of sex is expected or sex needs to be used, or if I want a guy to like me, then I need to sleep with him on the first date or whatever. Because if there's just appreciation, if there's just that thank you for being awesome, then alleviates that energy on both people. And then we can get to the really fun parts of sex, which is all about that intimacy.
And I love that you brought this up, because again, if we're talking about it from feminine masculine perspective, as we've talked a lot about the energies in one of our previous episodes, and if you haven't listened to that, go back and check it out. It's going to help make a lot of sense in this episode. So one of the main values or the main characteristics of feminine energy is sensuality, not sexuality, sensuality. And if we really look into that, it's the ability to really love oneself, to be so comfortable and feel worthy and feel valuable with oneself. And what's interesting is if you ask a group of men, right, more evolved men, and to look at two different women and looking at just reading their energies, right? The women that they tend to find more attractive isn't the woman who has more sex appeal. It's the woman who has more sense of worth and who's more sensual in her state of being. And it's having that more feminine, loving, soft, secure energy that becomes so much more attractive. And I think this is something that a lot of women, especially younger women, tend to misconstrue for whatever reason. Again, we won't get too much into social conditioning, but it's understanding that really it's not about the sex appeal in the sense, but it's more so about being able to develop a sense of worth and value and love for yourself to where you can feel sensual in your own state of being without trying to be overly sexual.
So I know for me, the people who really get me going have that. Because I've met, look, I live in LA. All right, there are gorgeous women everywhere. There's not a day that goes by. If I go outside of my apartment, I'm going to see some sexy looking woman. That's it, right? It's LA. It's all over the place. But the people who really catch me are the people who exude that confidence, that they know what their values are. They go after them. They have their lives in order. They have themselves in order. Maybe they're not perfect, right? Everybody has insecurities, but they're aware of them. They're open about them. They're comfortable with themselves. They accept themselves. That's awesome. Like that to me, there's nothing sexier than a truly, genuinely strong, powerful, loving, self-loving woman. And even if they aren't Victoria's Secret models, in my mind, it's like they become, right? They get sexier the more I find out about those characteristics in them. Whereas I've had the exact opposite happen too, where I've met gorgeous women who rely on their sexuality to give them significance. And it's kind of gross. Because I can see through that. And I'm like, if that's all you've got, then I am not interested. Because I look for intimacy now. And I can tell that this person can only offer me a low level of connection. And, you know, go find the guys who are stuck in their lust energy. They'll connect with you. But I'm looking for something even more. Now, on the other side, from the masculine perspective, sex has a lot to do with significance for men. And that's sort of the hunter kind of like claimed my prey. I'm a baller. I'm a stud. I'm a player. Okay, cool. But here's the deal with that. That doesn't give you significance. Not to evolved people who really matter. And I'm going to speak very bluntly. If you're still concerned about being a player, you are a child. That's it. Calling you right out right now. Because you're focusing at that point on finding areas of significance that mean nothing. It doesn't mean anything. You're not adding to the world at that point. You're not thinking about anybody other than yourself. You're probably doing damage to the women that you're interacting with. You're taking away from the world. You're not adding, right? On the other side, though, it's totally cool. If you're out there dating, you're enjoying, you're adding to people's lives. And even if you are having a lot of sex with a lot of different women, it's the mentality, right? If you're out there and just appreciating, you're being honest with your intention, you're going for intimacy with each one of these, even if it's like a one night relationship, the energy changes. And some people just love women, and all the women around them know that they get involved and it's not going to be a long term relationship, but they're going to have an amazing time. And in those mini relationships, they're going to get the intimacy that they're looking for. And it's all clean and out in the open. Then it's okay, right? So you can see the same sort of, or similar behaviors, but a different perspective of what you're looking for. Where do you get your significance? Here, in that sort of secondary case, the significance there is coming from a man making a woman feel absolutely treasured and beautiful and appreciated and wanted and just loved if it's just for a night, right? But being the complete honest person of just like, hey, this is what I offer. If you want it, cool. If not, not. And there, because of that intimacy, because of that agreement within that temporary relationship, there can build some real significance.
It almost makes me want to look at it from this perspective, is if the only way that you're looking for value is through the physical self, right? How much there's sexual appeal there, then you're only really able to connect on that field. But when you start to step into more of the emotional, the mental, the spiritual individual, that's where you're able to connect at such a deeper level, because now you're connecting through different fields, right? You're able to create a whole nother level of intimacy rather than just connection. And then you can start to move into higher vibrational frequencies like love, like bliss, like joy. And so when Dan's talking about using sex as a tool for just connection, right? Where you're just going after that physical, the transition that you make is starting to appreciate, yes, the physical, and also recognizing and appreciating the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual self of the person that you're connecting with, depending on wherever you are on that scale. But I think the biggest thing that we have to remember here is that it starts with you recognizing those pieces and appreciating those pieces within yourself. And especially for the women, to recognize your whole self and to appreciate the whole of who you are, so that you can have that be mirrored in people around you so they can also appreciate the whole of who you are.
Love it. So important. In anything, be whole, because then no one can ever really give or take. People can only share, right? And that's really important with sex too, because I've done this. I've used sex to get something, right? That transactional relationship. Hey, if I have sex with this person, then they'll like me, or they'll make me feel important. They'll make me feel significant. And that can sometimes get into that player mentality that you can hear that I hate so much. Hey, by the way, I know about this player mentality because I used to be there, all right? I'm not coming after anybody in terms of like you, not me, you know, I'm better than you. No, absolutely not. I know from personal experience, and I know that it led me to a lot of trouble with myself more than anything, because I felt that I could like trade sex. And I know other people have thought this as well, which is sort of like, oh, if I have sex with them, then I'll get something in return. I'll get a relationship. I'll get certainty. I'll get the connection. And at that point, when sex becomes transactional, then there's really no hope for intimacy. It kind of squashes it, because then it's just like, well, it's not like going into a store and buying something, right? That's why a lot of people call transactional sex whoring, you know? And it's thin. And after a little while, it becomes less fulfilling, less satisfying. And people can actually get addicted to sex through that, because they don't get what they're really looking for, what they really need, but they get these temporary, like a drug, temporary highs that go away. And so then they need the next one and the next one and the next one. Or if they're using it, you know, transactionally in order to, say, keep a relationship or get significance, then they'll almost like build a tolerance to it. And so they'll need even more. And so that's when people might start cheating or might start getting into all sorts of different behaviors that they may not have considered otherwise. And when they're whole, when you go into this being whole, I have what I need, I can give myself what I want, you know, then it really does allow you to avoid the transactional nature of sex and share something gorgeous with someone else.
And that's where we can start to move into intimacy. And intimacy is a place of vulnerability, is the way that I like to refer to it. It's a place where it's almost where you're able to connect with somebody, not just based on the physical attributes of I'm getting this and they're getting that, but you're able to connect on the sense of I'm giving this and I'm not expecting anything in return. And I'm willing to be vulnerable, especially for that feminine energy. feeling safe enough to be vulnerable and to put down that masculine mask so that you can live fully in that feminine essence. And when you do that, it's similar for the masculine energy, where it's able to step into that more masculine mask of being present. And it's that sense of presence that allows for that intimacy to occur.
Yeah. So with sex, you know what? You can even take it before the physical act of sex, right? There is that idea of presence, of real connection that can make sex so much fun. I know what it's like to just go in there and have sex with someone I don't really know or care about. And it's kind of fun for a second and then it fades. But I also know what it's like to have that connection with someone all night and to have that feeling of magnetism towards each other and have that emotional feeling of really being there with someone else. I mean, the feeling of presence, it's a hard one to describe in words, but when you feel it, you know it. And by the way, guys, learn this. This is so important and can immediately transform all of your relationships with everybody, but especially with women, because they look for this from you. They want this. A lot of times I'll speak to a woman and she'll say, you know, something about her past relationship or something like that. And she'll say, well, I just didn't feel him. There's just no connection. There's just no, we felt distant or apart. Well, here's a way to make her feel and make you feel like you're the only people on the freaking planet. Okay. So here's a little exercise for you. And I want you to remember this and try this today. The next time you're talking with a woman, I want you to pick one eye and look right into her pupils and feel like you've got tractor beams, like you're pulling her in through her pupils, and then clear your mind like meditation. Focus on her words. Focus on what she's saying. Really take it in. Active listening. If she's describing something, picture it in your mind. Feel her. See if you can feel everything she's feeling, right? Almost like you don't even exist while she's talking. You put all of that beautiful attention and appreciation, right? And just feel everything and see how long you can hold that with her. And if you start getting a little uncomfortable because of the eye contact, hold it a little bit longer. When she breaks it, you break it. And just be there, right? And see how things change. See how you can feel inside your body different when you're communicating with this person. And you know, it's an amazing thing that I notice with this every single time, even if it's not someone who I am in a sexual relationship with, when I do this, especially with a woman, they all become more beautiful because they can feel your presence there, man. They can feel you and they love it because it's appreciation. And who doesn't want to be appreciated? Who doesn't like that? And the moment that she'll feel appreciated is the moment she will like open up like a flower. And she'll do really cutesy things, or you'll notice things that she's doing that are really adorable or sexy or fun or just kind of amazing. Again, even if you're speaking to someone you would never, ever find sexually appealing, they'll start doing this because you're connecting as people. You're connecting as souls, right? And through that appreciation, they will just open up and allow you to appreciate them even more. And that's your gateway to real intimacy. And then if you do that with someone you're sexually attracted to, and then you have sex with someone and like you have that real physical connection to, holy crap, it's explosive in so many different ways.
And so as Dan's talking about, it's remembering too the basic needs of that feminine masculine energy and understanding what's happening in that process, right? When you step as a man or as masculine energy, as you step into that state of presence, what you're allowing that feminine energy to have is a sense of safety, right? A sense of certainty that this person is here, they see me. And in that moment, that feminine energy is able to feel free. It's able to get into flow. It's able to let go of control. And when that happens, it's able to allow that masculine energy to have that sense of freedom, that sense of really being able to step into and feel significant. And because it's trusting that masculine energy. So understand that not only are you giving, but in giving, you're also receiving on both ends. And this is the beautiful part. It's, again, having that ability as a masculine man, or just having that masculine energy as your core, to be able to provide that presence so you can give that sense of security and certainty to that feminine energy. And when you do that, you'll recognize that you start to have so much more freedom and so much more trust, and you start to feel so much more significant.
And it's a beautiful thing there. So let's take it even further. After you've gotten comfortable with that eye gazing, with that presence, with kind of pulling her in, what you can do is, again, this is all from the male perspective. Women have similar but different sort of tweaks on it. But as a man, what I really enjoy doing is, again, with that eye connection, with that soul-to-soul connection, when I am in the presence of someone who I do find physically beautiful or does something that I find, you know, really cutesy or sexy or something like that, what I'll do is I'll feel the feelings, allow myself to feel the feelings, you know, in my chest, and then I'll imagine it, almost visualize it coming up, and then sending it back through my eyes, pouring it into her eyes as appreciation. Saying thank you with my eyes, or with a smile, or just with my energy. Sometimes even internally, I'll have that moment of like, oh man, that little thing you did there, right there, was sexy as hell. Thank you for sharing that with me. That was amazing. And she'll pick up on that. And again, because of that, that does add some safety and security, because it's not that lust energy. It's genuine appreciation and strength that here's a man who's allowing her to be feminine and allowing her and even appreciating her for being feminine without really wanting anything in return, without any sort of transactional energy, without any lust energy or threat, predatory sort of stuff, without trying to claim her, just appreciating her for who she is allows her to open up even more. With that safety and security, she can be free to be even more herself. And guys, are there many other things that can make you feel significant than making someone really feel gorgeous and beautiful and appreciated, and then appreciate you for it? You know what that feels like when you've got a woman who's just there, who's loving you because you're loving her. That's a real sense of significance right there, guys. And it feels so freaking good for both people. And it doesn't take anything. You don't need to buy anything. You don't need to do anything. You don't need to go anywhere. You can do this on a couch sitting in your PJs, right? And have the most amazing connection. That's just something gorgeous, right? Because it's like everything else melts away. Nothing else is important anymore. It's just you.
And that is how you create incredible intimacy in your relationships. So I think that we've actually given you guys your task for the week.
We did. Practice that eye gazing, guys. And by the way, here's a funny thing. You know, for the women, you can do the exact same thing that I was talking about, right? Just be a little bit more careful with how long you hold the eyes with guys, because you don't know who's still on that lust energy. You might activate some primal stuff in them. So just be a little bit more cautious with that, but you can practice it. And by the way, guys, you can practice it with each other. Men can practice it with men. With that eye connection, it always ends with like a nod or a chin up, is just like an acknowledgement of like, hey bro, I see you and I acknowledge you. Women, you can do that with each other. Usually ends up with a smile or some sort of compliment about something you're wearing, which is always like a cute, easy way to get in there to show appreciation and be done, right? So it doesn't have to be a sexual thing, right? It can just be a connection to people. But practice this as much as you can, guys. You'll find your whole life shifting.
And if you are one of those people who may be a little bit more timid to want to try this with other people, give yourself permission to try it with yourself first. Right? Really spend the time to look yourself in the eyes, in the mirror, and give yourself that acknowledgement, that appreciation. And this is a great way, especially for those of you who may at times have lacked that sense of acknowledgement or appreciation for yourself. So you can start to create it. And when it does happen in other areas of your life, you can feel comfortable stepping into it.
Right, guys. I think that's just about it for this one. Thank you so much for joining us for this awesome conversation. It's always fun to get to talk about sex, right? Go out there and have an amazing time with people, and just enjoy your powerful sexuality.
And we will see you all on the next episode.
Bye, guys.